Blog Talk Radio.
Show off on the damn radio. Come on now.
What's happening?
Good tonight.
All right, before we get started tonight, Rob, I'm going to tell everybody where else they can catch this awesome show tonight with international blues artist Crystal Thomas. Where else can they tune in and find the show at?
I am so proud to be streaming live. We are streaming live on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker Radio, DJ Sean Live 24/7, Vibe Live Radio. We're also on Twitch. We're also on SoundCloud. We're also on MixCloud. We're on VK over in Germany. We're over in OK over in Russia. We're everywhere on every social media platform that has the availability for us to be played on. Oh, yeah, we're getting played.
Ah! not that type of play, Bonita Applebaum, but we're getting played, okay?
Yeah, we get played, though.
Letting you know before your mind goes elsewhere. You know how she get DJ Debo? You know how she gets
get
when she's on the radio? Yeah. What's going on, Miss Peggy? How's everything over your neck of the woods?
Oh, we're doing great.
Okay, you're gonna be doing a lot of and ah tonight, girl. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Oh, I know. I just can't wait.
She gets some M&M's. Or she having sex? Is it M&M's or
no,
more M&M's or is it sex?
Hey, we also got a special guest on the line, man. I'm gonna bring her on over. We got a special guest that's gonna be sitting in with us tonight. And she goes by the name of Miss Coffee Brown. What's up, Miss Coffee Brown? Welcome to the Jukebox Radio Show. How you doing tonight?
Hello. How's everybody doing?
We're doing fine.
Is
you got it.
Okay.
Hi. Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah, welcome. You got to put up with these ladies tonight because they go, you know, they out of hand sometimes. So just bear with us. Yeah.
Okay.
I had to go get them out of the psychiatric ward early today so that, you know, they ain't used to getting out early on Thursday.
Listen, I was all cozy, comfortable. I'd have been in bed right about now eating my snack.
All right, you guys already know it is the Jukebox Radio Show here on Hilltop Radio, and you guys already know what we do. We'll be right back, hopefully, with Miss Crystal Thomas.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy Roy Chip Anthony, a.k.a. Mr. Gonna Do Me. And you're now tuned into the Traffic Jam with DJ Sean on the Jukebox Radio Show. You heard me. Yo, DJ Sean, what's happening? It's your boy Roy Chip Anthony, man. You know I'm rocking with you on the Jukebox Radio Show. Let's get it, baby.
You want that bluesness of the soul? This is where you need to be for sure. DJ Sean in the Traffic Jam.
Thursday nights, 9 to 11 p.m., Southern Soul and Soul Blues, hosted by DJ Sean, Vibes Live Radio, and I Am Streaming Worldwide Broadcast. And I'm your girl, Sojo the Ladies Champ, and you can find me at SojoEntertainment.net. Hey, DJ Sean in the Traffic Jam, DJ Sean in the Traffic.
All right, y'all, welcome back. It is the Hilltop Radio Show, and we are at the Jukebox Radio Show, and we're expecting, I think this is a foreign number. I don't know. If Crystal, if you're on the line, can you hit 1 on your keypad, and that'll get you over in the queue? I think this must be you. I'm not for sure. Let me open this up the line. I'm opening the line up. Did I open it up? What happened? Okay, there we go. Let me see. Crystal, this you?
You hear me?
Miss Thomas, how you doing?
Hello?
Is this Crystal?
No, it's Lowick.
All right, hold tight. You calling from? You calling from Japan?
No, I call from Guadeloupe, French island in Caribbean Sea.
Okay, thank you for being a part of the show.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you too.
Right.
I'm calling I'm a friend of Peggy.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
She told me to call since weeks.
All right. Well, thank you for being
and
a
now,
part of the
now
show.
Now I try. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for being a part of the show. Sit tight.
Nice to meet you. Thank
nice
you.
Nice meeting you as well.
Nice to meet
okay.
you.
All right.
I see you, Peggy. Peggy's showing out.
He is a phenomenal artist as well, and just been a great friend. And he loves music and best show right here on the planet. So, yeah.
Well, let's do this. We're waiting on Crystal to hit us up. I don't see her number yet. So, Miss Coffee Brown, tell us a little bit about you, sweetheart. You got a date with us coming soon, so let everybody get a little familiar with you.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I'm very excited about being a part of your show coming up soon, and I'm working still out here, working real hard, trying to get my name and my music out there for the world to hear. Basically, I'm just, you know, a starving artist. I'm standing there. I've been waiting in the line for a very long time, DJ Sean. Long time. Yeah.
Well,
it's my
time. Well, you came to the right spot because we're getting all you guys, you know, out there so you can shine, you know, shine like the shining star and everything like that. And and also shouts out to Yolanda and Bridge the Gap and Connect the Dot for bringing you artists that, you know, that need the light that we give you guys, you know, on over here at the Hilltop. And we're pleased to have you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm more about you guys, and I'm really, really liking it right about now. I'm loving you. Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
Well, they ain't got started yet. They ain't got started yet, Coffee. You ain't seen nothing yet. You just wait. Wait till a little wait about another 5 minutes. Robin Lynn Maven Buys Live Radio, I'm streaming up there in Seattle. She likes jumping out of cakes butt naked and everything like that, so we got to hold her down.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And I'm firing up the icky sticky as we speak.
Oh,
the ickier, the stickier,
wee.
The better.
Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. How did you know? Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. Welcome back. This is the Jukebox Radio Show. We have been promoting this show. When Yolanda hit me up and said that Miss Thomas agreed to be a part of the show, I think I did the flyer that night. And we've been promoting the show, I think, almost a month now. And when she said she agreed to come on, well, you're talking about people happy. This flyer has been circulating all over everybody, I think, and their mama and their baby mama and the kids-to-be have been promoting the show. You know, kids to be that, you know, that kids are not even here yet, but they've been promoting the show too. So, you know, as further ado, welcome Miss Crystal Thomas. How are you, sweetheart?
Hello. I'm awesome. And yourself?
I'm good. We're good now. We got an international blues artist here on the show. So tell us who Crystal Thomas is.
Crystal Thomas is, and you said, an international soul blues singer / songwriter / musician, producer, arranger, composer, et cetera, from a little country town in Louisiana. I've been singing since the age of 2. I've been playing trombone since the 5th grade. I've been doing music all of my life. I honestly feel like this is my purpose. It's bigger than just a dollar for me. I feel like I have a job to lead somebody through something or out of something or to something. So I do it because I can't do anything else.
Wow. Well, this time what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn the microphones over to the ladies. That's Miss Peggy, Robin Lynn Maben, and Benita Applebaum. And we also, Crystal, we have a special guest, Coffee Brown, is sitting in on with us tonight as well. And we'll have her ask you a couple questions. And then me and my brother DJ Debo will come in and ask questions, and in between we're going to be playing your music, and we're just going to give you a nice night. It's all about you tonight.
That is positive. Thank you.
Go ahead, Robin Lynn, Miss Benita, Miss Coffee, and Miss Peggy. You guys go ahead and start.
Well, hello, welcome to the show. It's Robin Lynn. Welcome to the
hello.
Show.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Black. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, you go ahead. Go right ahead.
No, I was just about to speak. That's all. Just wanted to say hi to Crystal Thomas. This is Black Coffee, no sugar, no cream. Just checking in.
No sugar, no cream. Hey, now.
Go ahead and ask you your question, and then I'll come in behind you.
Well, you know, if you get some coffee with no sugar, no cream, boy, that's some badass coffee right there. But go
right.
ahead.
Really good coffee, all right?
Good to the last drop.
You just put Maxwell House right out of business tonight.
I didn't know, Crystal, that you were also producing and composing your own music as well. Are you doing your own albums? Are you doing all the music on your albums, or just some of it, or just curious?
A little bit of both. What mm-hmm. I do, because I've been playing live music since I left college, so I lay the mm-hmm. groundwork for all of my projects. I actually originally produce every song, and then I reach out to some of my musicians and give them the opportunity to get some work and come on and play live on top of me. So, mm-hmm. yes, I produce everything, and I also give some of the other producers and musicians that I know, you know, can produce quality music the opportunity to get some work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because your music is, I mean, it is top-notch. I mean, this is the first album I've been able to listen to since 8-Ball MJG. All the way through. I can listen to your music every day, all day, over and over and over again. Every song on there is immaculate. I mean, it's to perfection, you know. And I'm grateful for having an opportunity to spend this time with you on the radio station. You know,
that's
I really
fine.
Am.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Robin.
All right. So, tell us what was your first international opportunity, and how did that come to be?
My first international opportunity was Japan in 2019, and actually the Japanese heard me on YouTube. They liked what they heard. They reached out to a couple of people. And a gentleman out of Texas actually made contact with me and told me, say, hey, these Japanese people are looking for you. And I'm like, man, them Japanese people are looking for me. But I went out to Texas and I met with him in person. And the Japanese band actually flew to Texas, and we recorded a project with four other blues musicians from Texas. And a few months later, I was on my way overseas.
Oh, wow. That's an
wow.
awesome opportunity.
didn't see that one coming. Okay. What are some of the things that you do to keep yourself motivated and uplifted, especially when things is going crazy?
I have a strong relationship with God. I was raised in the church, and I've seen death for many years. You know, I've been singing at funerals since I've been a little girl. So I've had the experience to grow up faster than most of my peers. It's never been hard for me to stay motivated because I feel like music is my assignment from God. being one of those who sang at funerals all the time, I was always ready to help somebody through something. So in order for me to be able to motivate someone else, I have to stay motivated. And I think a lot of that also comes from being in band and being in choirs and having that structure, you know, having that discipline and knowing how to be a self-starter. But I give all the glory to God for everything, because without him, I wouldn't even be able to function.
Mm. Amen. Wow.
Did you go to school or do you study for
both
anything that you're
music?
Doing? Oh, uh-huh.
I went to Jackson State University in Jackson, Mississippi. I marched in the Boom. I pledged Tau Beta Sigma. And right now I'm currently pursuing another degree in music to be able to deal with the business side better. You know, I pretty much have the music side taken care of, but being out here on this circuit, I really, really want to know more about the business so I can be better prepared dealing with the everyday person in business.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, now I won't worry about you. All right, give us a call if you need anything. Next.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all, this is the Traffic Jam. This is the Traffic Jam on the Jukebox Radio Show. We got the one and only international blues soul artist Crystal Thomas is in the house. Go ahead, Benita Applebaum, the B-O-M-B.
Boom. Hey, Crystal.
Hey.
I want to ask you the question I asked everybody, but you probably have already answered this question, but I'm going to ask you anyway. And that's, what do you do about the haters?
Keep on doing what I do. I don't give a hater no energy. You know, it's way too much good for me to do outside of focus on the haters. So they go hate anyway. You may hate it on Jesus Christ, so I'm not special.
Amen.
I don't expect anything any different. But, you know, you have to say this. You have to be cut from a different cloth to be able not to be affected by what the next person say. And I think that's a social problem that we have, not just within the music industry, but generation-wise. I think a lot of people live to impress the next person instead of doing what they can to be the best person that they can be. And that's what I try to do and lead by example, to show others how to be the best them they can be and not worry about what the naysayers think.
Okay.
There should have been a lot of people on here tonight and tune in and listen to what you just said, because they need to hear. A lot of them need to hear that. Well, I tell you, it's crazy out here. But anyway, go ahead, Miss Peggy, talk to us.
Good evening and hello, and it's just great to be in your presence. And what and where has been your favorite place to perform at?
Wow, that's a hard one. I love what I do so much. Anytime I get the opportunity to grab the microphone and make a true connection with anyone is a favorite place. To be honest, I've enjoyed the smaller venues that I've played with my live band, just doing sets, a lot more, because it seems like the crowd appreciates me more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't expect you just to come up here and swallow firecrackers and fire swords. You know, they really wanna be taken somewhere. But if I had to choose, every overseas opportunity for me has been a favorite, because it was a different type of support. You know, going over there, we all were minorities. And it was then that I realized that I didn't just represent Southern Soul or Blues. I represented women, I represented America, I represented my state, I represented my culture. And that right there is a great experience in itself. So all of those have been favorite places for me.
Oh, wow. Great. Ms. Peggy, you got another question?
Yes, and what is your favorite musical instrument?
I'm in love with the guitar. It's just something about the guitar that is just, if I could play the guitar, I'd be a even more bad woman. But my dad played the guitar, so I think it's a long childhood love. But I love the guitar.
Yeah, you be a bad girl on that guitar. You a bad girl now. You be even badder with that guitar in your hand.
Yes, indeed. I'll pull up and strum and just and won't do nothing else. Just let it go.
That's right. All right, we're gonna jump into a quick song. DJ Debo, DJ GQ is in the house. You guys are gonna love this song. I was told to play this tonight, Crystal, our first song, and then we're gonna talk to you about it. Big Old Kitty. You know, we're gonna talk about Big Old Kitty after. All right, here we go. When you need the Tweety Bird to come in and say, I thought a putty cat, that's where you need that come in at the end of that song. Yeah. DJ Debo, talk to us.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, boy, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That's a real juke joint song right there, What You Gonna Do. Y'all ladies in that genre, boy, y'all be talking some stuff.
We got to.
Stuff.
They be talking it. Don't even care what they be saying, boy.
They be talking some big stuff, man.
Men ain't here forever, so somebody got to be a counterpart.
I know she made a lot. I know a lot of kids was made over there in Japan off that song there, boy. Let me get DJ GQ over here. DJ GQ, what you think, man? Because I know you grinning.
Man, I got to have that record, bro. First of all, I got to have that record. And what you going to do? All you say is meow, and that was meow.
Oh, damn, boy. DJ Devo, Crystal, you done woke DJ GQ up. He ain't normally like this. We're going to play that a lot.
That is fine.
Oh, man.
That thing was on the chain, boy. I'm trying to think.
I tell y'all something. I was at the store, and the deacon come in the store, and he say, "Well, hey, that's Sister Thomas." I said, "Hey, deacon, how you doing?" So I'm doing good, blessed as always. He said, "I sure like that big old kitty." I say, "Deacon, what you doing listening to the big old kitty now?" What you heard the big old kitty is, deacon? What you talking about?
Shit, them are the ones that do know.
Well, yeah. He never said, "Oh, Lord." He probably said, "Oh, Lord, where my oxygen at? Where my oxygen at, Lord? I need my oxygen right now, Lord." I'm gonna pay Sister Thomas's tithes on Sunday, Lord. go ahead, Benita Apple Bomb. That's up your lane.
Yes.
Go ahead, Benita. Benita Apple Bomb. You be talking about the kitty cat and lemons and everything else. Go ahead, talk to us.
It got nine lives, baby. I almost fell out, baby. Yeah. Yes, y'all already know.
Oh, Lord. Go ahead, Miss Coffee.
Right there for real.
Go ahead, Miss Coffee. Talk to us.
Well, I love that one. What you gonna do with this big old kitty?
Uh-huh.
I love that one. I really, really like that one. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you need that Tweety Bird on the end of there. I thought a putty cat. What else?
That is.
Hell yeah.
Got the dog tag that thing, see?
That's right.
Meow.
Hey, Debo, I'm gonna have to get you that record, man. We're gonna have to add a Tweety Bird and then add a remix for Crystal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're gonna add the remix on that for Crystal and get it back to her. Yeah. We're getting ready to bring Tweety Bird in the Southern Soul. Ain't that some shit?
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, Miss Peggy.
I thought I saw a putty cat.
Oh,
I did that.
I did that.
Because
I did that. She saw that putty cat.
Right. Okay, Miss Peggy, go ahead and get your ooze of your eyes out.
I'm telling you, another baby boom. We're gonna have so many more babies, and that's okay. We're supposed to populate this earth, so let's go. If that is, yes, let's go.
All right. Go ahead, Robin Lynn. You got them cakes ready to jump out of them things butt naked. Go ahead, talk to us.
I got some cakes. Man, I got some now later. I'm all at the club, and I'm like bachelor number one, bachelor number two, three, four, five, and six. Okay? Yeah. Somebody getting ready to get got up in here.
Uh-oh.
What you going to do?
All right, y'all, this is a jukebox. Crystal, you got to excuse us because we act like this every night we're on the air, sweetheart.
All right. She wrote that song for me. Thank you.
No, I'm going to tell you what's getting ready to happen, Crystal. Benita Apple Bomb's getting ready to rewrite that in a rap. Watch. She write that in a rap tonight.
Come on, too.
So you might as well go ahead. I might as well go ahead and give her your information so y'all two can collab
right.
on
I'm
that one.
For right now.
Right.
Y'all, you get ready. You got blues. You got soul. you get ready to bring hardcore hip hop in your on your resume now, Crystal. Yeah, Benita's already her brain's already TikToking right down now. Yeah. All right, y'all, this is the Jukebox Radio Show. We got the one and only Miss Crystal Thomas in the house. We're going to go ahead with DJ Debo. Go ahead and ask some questions there, big brother.
Okay, let's get it started. First of all, how you doing?
Coming yourself.
I'm wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. First question I got for you is, if you had one message, just one message to give to your fans, what would you say? What message would you give?
To my fans?
Yeah, to your fans.
If I had one message for my fans, it would be to just really trust your own instincts. I think a lot of fans don't really know what they like because they just ride in the waves. A lot of people like to be bandwagoners, but when you're talking about legacy, when you're talking about timeless music, that's something that you can feel. It can't be forced. So just go. If you like it, love it. If you feel it, dig it. Don't worry about what the rest of them think. It may not be what the majority want to hear. If it's something that makes you feel good, then do your thing.
Wow.
Thanks.
That's right.
I'm gonna
say it
thank you. Thank you. Oh.
Say it with your chest. Say it with your chest, Crystal.
Thank
say
you.
It with your chest. There you go.
Debo fluffing his chest, hair, his taco meat with an afro pit. Go on, Debo.
So what got you interested in the music in the first place, particularly this genre that you're in?
This genre came by surprise. My mom is my biggest inspiration. I mean, she literally used to play music every day. So I heard music in the house, whether I wanted to hear it or not. But growing up in the church, I got to watch my mom practice and work out her embellishments and get her rhythm going. And it was interesting to me. So I was really composing and creating before I knew the theory of it. But the genre itself, I was already performing every week live anyway. When Southern Soul bust open on the scene, I was right in the middle of it. If you gonna let this one come in that's tone deaf and off key and karaoke, and then I know I got a chance somewhere. But so it was really like,
well, you ain't lying about that one.
Okay.
Well, she's not lying about that.
She just stepped on a lot of toys.
Well, you got to remember, yeah. I'm a music major, so I look at it differently than the most. You know, I look at it for what is. You know, I went to school for it. I was hating for it. So for me to see people just, you know, clowning with it, do your thing. If that's your grind, it's your grind. But at the end of the day, still need to be some dynamics involved. Need to be some musicianship somewhere for me. So I do that. If it was going to be a door open, if I can get my toe in there, I can slide up in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, because you still got a lot of them that are karaoke artists, but I ain't said nothing. Go ahead, Debo.
She just stepped on a lot of toes with that one. But anyway, my next question is, what other artists, past or present, would you have had the chance to perform with?
Aretha Franklin.
I knew it.
Johnny Hathaway. I can go on for days, you know, past and present. You know, there are a lot of great artists out there. There are a lot of great artists that we've never heard of, you know, that never had the opportunity to meet the big stage or to go mainstream. And that's another reason why I take this so serious, because it was so many before me that had apples thrown at them just to get up there and sing. You know, they got up there and sung for months and then make a dime. So, you know, why would I get up here and waste an opportunity just to clown around? So I would have loved to work with anybody that really had the same amount of passion for music as I have, past or present.
Wow.
Well, I ain't going to ask the next question. Yeah, I ain't gonna ask the next question because you already answered it. You answered it. The question was who inspired you, and you already just answered that in your last answer when you say your mom.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, DJ GQ, we're gonna get back to you. We're getting ready to go into another tune. What I've been looking for right here on the jukebox.
Ooh,
we'll be right back, y'all. She's been looking for Crystal Thomas in the house, y'all. All right, DJ Debo, go ahead. We'll start with you, man, then we'll work our way up the ladder. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, man, I like that. I like it. I like it. You know, when it first
came on,
the opening of it, for some reason, when it came on and the opening of it with the music and all, I immediately thought of the juke joint scene in The Color Purple.
Yeah.
Time to go. Time to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Girl, you can catch a fish without a hook. I'll drink your bath water. All right.
This my friend, Buster. Yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
All right, DJ GQ, talk to us, man.
What else?
Talk to us, man.
Man, that was, I love that song, man. I got to have it. I got to have it. please send me that song, Tom. Both of them.
Cash at me right now, $69.95. You can get it right now.
Be good. And not even charge you tax.
I won't even charge you no tax. That's right. I gotta give Crystal her share now. We gotta make it good. Matter of fact,
yeah,
round it out.
Push that thing open.
Yeah, round it out.
Right.
$70.
$120,000. But we can settle
it. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Shoot for the stars.
Right. Let's go. Let's go, Benita. Have a bomb talk to us. B-O-M-B.
Oh, man. I love it. I definitely love it. Somebody said something about a juke joint. Definitely. That's what I can hear as I'm walking through the door. Like, yeah, they'll love that right here. That's what I'm clinging in this area. I'm in Mississippi in the Delta.
Mm-hmm.
That would definitely be swamp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's fine.
Lackawanna Blues. Lackawanna Blues.
Go ahead, Miss Coffee. Talk to us, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah, I've been waiting on my turn, too. I was like, that guy, dog. Okay, my question is, I listen to you. You're a lyrical, like, genius. I'm listening to these words to this song, too, right? So I'm curious to know, I got a quick question. I'm curious to know, were you thinking about a past experience? Or like, when you write, do you write about things that's going on in your everyday life or something that happened in the past or something? Because that's a deep song right there.
Thank you. I think that's the beauty of being a songwriter. You know, I can write about my experience, your experience. I can be watching The Young and the Restless and something fly come on and just, you know, able to create a melody with it. But that song was definitely about looking for something and finding something and not looking for anything else. You know,
okay.
it was like, hey, I'm done searching. Yeah, I done found what I'm looking for. I'm good right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. And
thank
then real
you.
quick, don't mean to take up too much time, but that drink of my love, I'm hoping that they play that for me tonight, please. Thank you. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, she said she found what she's looking for, y'all. She put that big old kitty on them. That's what she found.
Hey.
Yeah, she got them there. Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Go ahead, Robin Lynn. Talk to us.
So, yeah, so do you take cryptocurrency or I still have some shekels? Take some shekels? Yes. That is really excellent caliber of music. It's a great honor to be speaking with you. I daren't say nothing bad about your music. I daren't say nothing wrong.
All right, that is positive. I'm truly grateful. Thank you. Really. That's a good thing.
That's right. Go ahead, Miss Peggy.
That's
talk
right.
to us.
Oh, my goodness. That,
she got a clearer throat on this one, y'all. Go ahead, Miss Peggy.
I do. I truly do. your vibe, your energy. I could just feel. We could just feel it. You could just feel it. It's in the air.
That is so positive.
Your music needs to be. Your music needs to be in a movie. Music truly needs
so
to
positive.
Be. That has to be on the soundtrack or something. That's everything. Goodness.
I see.
We are blessed.
I
just have to say I'm blessed. Yes, we are blessed to be in your presence. Blessed.
Oh, that is so positive. Thank you.
All right. Okay, DJ GQ, go ahead, man. Go ahead and start the questions. She ran GQ away. GQ, where you at?
I'm right here.
Okay.
Were you brought up in the church?
Yes, I was.
Church background?
I absolutely was.
Okay. And why inspire you to sing? Just being around music?
I've been singing since the age of two.
Okay.
I was singing before I was talking. The
song
I learned to sing was Just a Good Old Boy. So you know it was about the music. It wasn't about nothing, you know, else. But
yeah.
For me, right, absolutely, you know. Music has always been a dominant in my life. I mean, even in church, my entire family was in church. You know, back then it was nothing really to do but church.
Right.
So if you wasn't doing anything else in life, you were definitely in the choir or on the usher board, or you were doing something within the church itself. But,
yep.
You know, once being around, like I said, my mom had a washroom full of records. So she loved the blues. She loved the funk. She would play 33s and 45s every day. And the older I got, I turned into the little DJ. You know, I knew what she wanted to hear. And it sounded good to me, too. So, you know,
right.
I got a lot of my rhythm from those records in their washroom.
Right, right. Well, I can tell you've been listening to them, but you got an awesome voice, and keep doing what
Thank
you're doing.
Thank you. Absolutely.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to keep it moving right here on the Jukebox Radio Show. Let's go ahead and throw in that. How about that old country girl? Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Hey. Well. Baby, ooh, yeah, oh, baby, yeah, yeah, do you wanna be happy, tired of being alone, yeah. You're looking in the wrong places. Them city girls doing it wrong.
Doing
yeah,
it babe.
Wrong. You say the women all crazy.
Crazy, crazy.
We all want the same thing. You ain't gotta be a baller. Everybody need a piece of change. Yeah, babe. Why waste any more time trying to get next to you? Let's take a ride. I'ma show you what it do. You need a country lady. Yeah. You need a country girl. Put it on everything. That's the best woman in the world. Yeah. Now I know she makes you happy. So you mean to tell me you're not happy?
You need a country girl.
Well, come on, baby, talk to me. What is it? She ain't doing it right.
Well,
what is it exactly that she ain't doing? I see. You got you one of them microwave girls. You need a girl from the country.
She'll cook your food.
Yeah. Every day get a home-cooked meal. Every day get a home-cooked meal. yeah, babe. Your girl ain't doing her job and get the job done. I know a country girl will.
Girl.
Yeah. Say you're not happy at home. She's not the one for you.
No,
just let him go. Here's what you ought to do to a country lady. Yeah. You need a country girl. Put it on everything. Yeah. She's the best kind in the world. Best kind in the world. And she'll cook your food. And keep your clothes clean. Keep your clothes clean.
Need
and watch your little
girl.
Country girl, all right? All right, you city girls. Y'all done. I'm getting me a country girl ASAP. I'm tired of microwave dinners. I want me a home-cooked meal, damn it. And I'm going to get it. That's right.
Yes,
all right, we're going to start at the bottom, work our way up to the top. Go ahead, Robin Lynn Maven, Boz Live Radio. I am streaming. Talk to us.
Well, I like home cooked meals. So I'm gonna get me a country girl too then. Come with your best self. Yeah. Okay, she hitting on all cylinders. She got a song for every occasion. All right.
That's right. All right. Go ahead, DJ GQ, talk to us, man.
Love it, man. Love it.
I know you got to have it.
Got to have it. You know I'm a Southern Soul person anyway. You know that's my specialty right there.
All right. All right, DJ Devo. Go ahead, bro.
You already know I'm sitting back. Yeah, I like these. She said something about home cooked meals. I was sold right there.
He got you.
Man, that's
taco meat.
She talking about that on all the main topics. I brought one ahead. Home
right.
Cooked meal, and then what was the home cooked meal? The big old kitty.
Devo used that extra special conditioner on his taco fluff today.
All right.
It's all soft and fluffy.
All right. Robin on one tonight, y'all. Oh, Lord. Benita Abelbaum, B-O-M-B.
Oh, I already know. She's talking about me. I love it.
Thank you.
I can hear it in me.
Miss Brown, talk to us, Miss Brown.
Oh, I love that song too. I love all of them. I'm feeling every last one. I'm still waiting on Drink of My Love.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
kind of.
Hey, we're saving that. We're saving that for last, Miss Coffee. We're saving that for last, sweetheart. Oh yeah.
Always save the best for last. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
We say that last.
Yeah, I love that song.
That's right. Go ahead, Miss Peggy.
Ooh, baby. Goodness. Oh, we are blessed. That's all I can say. We're blessed to be in the presence, and I cannot wait for you and Benita.
Oh, Lord.
To get something going on. Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh.
Goodness. Let's go. Let's go, baby. Oh, my
what?
Goodness.
Uh-oh.
She's going to have all the deacons paying her tithes every month.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Her and Benita get together and do something. It's all over with. Church,
they're gonna have the
sign on the door. Church closed today. Come back
Uh-oh.
Next week. So yeah. Crystal, again, thank you for taking time out of your schedule and being with us tonight here on the Jukebox. Let's get into some serious, not serious, but you have a foundation. Tell us about your New Wings Foundation that you created.
I created a foundation in memory of my mom. I lost my mom in 19. She fought a lung cancer battle for 8 years. And I created a foundation on her birthday, not only to help me cope with not having her, but to be able to honor her, you know, with something more than just putting flowers on her grave or making a pretty Facebook post. So I created the Shirley Thomas New Wings Foundation. And basically what we do, we teach people how to be caregivers. You know, a lot of us go through life not really being prepared for the obstacles that we'll have to face in life. A lot of people don't know what it takes to give somebody morphine every 2 hours. You know, they don't know what it means to have to take people to doctor's appointments 4 times a week, hour and a half away. You know, a lot of people don't have the time to take care of their loved ones. And at the end of the day, sometimes that's all people need is just a little time. And when the pandemic hit, you know, it kind of shut everything down. Everybody experienced the same thing. So what we've done, we kind of switched gears, and we started teaching the community how to grow their own vegetables and be self-sufficient and save money and make healthier lifestyle choices. So not only are we empowering and encouraging the caregivers, but we're also putting something back into the community so that we can help fight these sicknesses and diseases and illnesses without the medicine before it gets to that point. So we're big on prevention as well, but that's what we do at the Shirley Thomas New Wings Foundation.
But on October the 10th, 2019, the state of Louisiana mandated the Secretary of State put this into black and white for you, correct?
Absolutely, yes. We are a nonprofit organization.
Yeah. Now, that's a big thing when you're recognized by the state. So that's, you know, my hat goes off to you and what you're doing. Keep doing it. I know your mom is looking down on you, you know, with a smile and everything. So you keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you're really doing something when the state recognizes you out there being a big leader in the community and helping the community. That's what it takes. So you are a big star. Yes, ma'am. And the next question I want to go to, Ms. Crystal, is I want to know about this all-star band you have, because these cats didn't play with some of the greats and, you know, a big old lineup. I mean, like Etta James, Bobby Bland. you got Barbara Streisand, Fats Domino.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Little Joe Washington. Tell us a little bit about your band members that play behind you.
Well, I was blessed to be able to have an all-star band featuring the late great Lucky Peterson, who played with some of everybody. I mean, he's a monster in his own right. But Ray Charles, Mavis Staples, I mean, he's been out for years, even as a little boy, wowing audiences, black and white. On bass, I had Mr. Chuck Graney, who was Miss Aretha Franklin's bass player for over 3 decades. So that was a big blessing in itself. And on drums and guitar, I had the Mola Brothers, who actually played with the fabulous Thunderbirds. So not only did I have different generations, but I had different genres. And we put together a great project that was released in Japan first, and now it's available in the States.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because me and well, you know, I'm gonna give a shout out to Yolanda for Yolanda Marshall for contacting you and you agreeing to come on here. That was a blessing within itself. And I think me and her, we didn't get to bed till like maybe 2:30 last day going over this. We went through all your music trying to find the right music to play for tonight. I think the time we finished the list, it was a little after 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Because, you know, you have a lot of good music and there's a lot of good songs. You're very, very talented. And, you know, even your music is selling over in Japan today. And right now we're looking at the globe. A lot of people's tuned in, you know, here from the States, Canada, and as well as the Asian part of the world as well, listening to the program as well. And again, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, you know, myself, DJ Debo, DJ GQ, Miss Peggy, Benita Applebaum, and Robin Lynn Maben for, you're our first international blues soul singer to be on this show since I've been doing this show, and I've been doing this show 11 years and you're the first international blues soul.
I'm truly honored. Thank you, Al. Thank you.
Yes. So we're going to keep it moving so we can get to that number one song for Miss Coffee Brown, because I know she's sitting on the edge of her seat saying, come on, DJ Sean, you're talking too much. Get to play the daggone song now. So we're going to play. I'm just messing with you. We got a couple more songs before we get to that. Before we get to that song, okay. We got this song right here. She's talking about every hour. I wonder what she mean every hour.
Making love to me.
That's a love song right there. I'm going to tell you that right now. That song right there can go on a Quiet Storm, can it, DJ Debo? That's a Quiet Storm song right there, Crystal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? Just the melody. The melody reminds me of Gladys Knight's Midnight Train to Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Sure it does. Yeah.
That is positive.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be in a romantic movie as well too. Yeah,
yeah. It sounds good to me. It's inspirational. Very inspirational.
Yeah.
Also, it could be played in a wedding. I can hear it in a wedding. You know, in a man. You know, somebody getting married. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I guess everybody's gonna run to the Justice of Peace in the morning and get their paperwork back. And requesting for this song every hour. Real quick, Crystal, where can the people go and find your music at? Where can they find your music at? And what is your social media information for everybody that's listening?
Instagram, Crystal Thomas Country Girl. YouTube, Crystal Thomas Country Girl. Facebook, Crystal Thomas. My music is available on all social media and music downloadable sites. Any and all of them, you can find a little Crystal Thomas. Ask Siri, Google me, how whatever's convenient for you, you can give them. So
all you gotta do is say Siri, big old kitty. Oh, Crystal Thomas, she
big old
pull her right on up. Pull her right on up, y'all. She pulls right on up.
Yes, just like that, just like that.
All right, DJ GQ, awesome. Talk to us, man.
You know me, I got to have it. I love the song, man. All the songs she played tonight was hot, man. I got to have every last one of them.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Miss Peggy, go ahead and talk to us.
Definitely. That is, I have a Venmo, so I'm just going to send that $69.95 right on over.
All right.
Yes.
All proceeds goes to her mom's foundation, New Wing Foundation. That's where it's going at.
Yeah.
All right.
Phenomenal.
Crystal, we're going to be doing some community stuff next year, and I would love to team up with you and bring some stuff out there to your area, some celebrity basketball and celebrity flag football with, you know, some of the NFL and NBA players and stuff, and raise money for your mother's, for your foundation, for your mother. I would love to do some stuff with that with you next year, if everything works out right, if we're not shut down again with this corona crap.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at God. Now, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that is so positive. Thank you. So that's what it's about. Absolutely.
That's right.
Thank you.
Bonita Applebaum, talk to us there, girlfriend. B-O-M-B.
Boom. If you change around a few words, that could be a gospel song. I love it.
Oh, don't say that.
Lonely.
Shut up, Benita.
Only single, that probably would be, I don't know, probably kind of a little bit heartbreaking.
All to a word or two. I feel you.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Love it. Definitely love it.
Yeah. Well, Robin,
it's funny
Benita
you
took
say that because I'm actually working on a gospel album.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, everything happens for a reason. I don't believe in coincidence. The fact that you said that is like, okay, I hear you. Yeah, that's positive. Mm.
Go ahead, Robin. Benita took your question, but go ahead.
Every single word of my question, too. So, you know, I'm about to plead the fifth, the 75th, every fifth I need to, man. I'm messing around with the Applebaum.
I know.
Yeah, but like that, I can hear the music in a wedding, okay? I can see someone serenading their loved one with that over and over again. And just like she said, a few
changes of the word, and it can be a praise and worship song. Yeah.
I like
you go right on ahead. Okay. And remember a little bit of a trivia. You remember Michael Jackson's I'll Be There? That was written by Clifton Davis. And that was written as a gospel song. Not a love song. Okay? There you go.
All right. This is the Jukebox Radio Show, y'all. We got the one and only Miss Crystal Thomas. All right, as requested all night. Coffee, anything you want to add? I'm sorry, sweetheart.
That's okay. I just wanted to say, because that song, you know, it's something about Crystal's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just listen. She's got a very unique tonality about her voice. It's unique. It's none other than, even though when I hear her, I feel Aretha Franklin. When I listen to her, I feel like I want to run and shout. I swear to God, she touches the soul. Her music, her sound, everything. You know, I can sit here and say, I love you. You know what I'm saying? You feel that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when she say it, she'll be like, I love you, or something to that extent. You can feel that. You can touch. Her music can touch you from wherever it is. It can
Don't
be coming out of the
cry.
Radio, out of the speakers from your computer. I swear
Got
to
that
God.
Right.
Sometimes I'm sitting here right now, Crystal, trying to figure out, am I dreaming? Am I really sitting on Hilltop Radio Station with DJ Sean and everybody else, sitting here talking and listening to Crystal Thomas? Do you know I got a pad and pen and taking notes? I've never done that before. So I want you to know, from Atlanta, Georgia, no matter where you are right now, I want you to know I am one of your biggest fans. I promise you
I feel that.
I promise you
I
that.
Understand.
And I feel you.
I really, really appreciate your energy, because I was having a horrible day one day, and somebody tagged me in a post with you dancing to one of my songs. And I was like, you know what? Man, screw all this going on right here. That's how I'm showing up every day right there. You know, I mean, the fact that you felt that from my music reinforced what I'm out here doing it for. I do it for that.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? I don't do it for the accolades. I don't do it for the charts. I don't do it for somebody to say, hey, look at me. I do it for somebody to feel something from me. You know, if you don't feel nothing from me, then I'm not doing my job. So I really, really want to thank you for just first loving music, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be able to receive it. And secondly, for just being so genuine. You know, you don't see that type of support out here. And the fact that you were giving it so freely, I'm eternally grateful. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Crystal. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's awesome right there. That's awesome right there. So what we're going to do is we're going to get into the Coffee has been requesting this song all night long, so we finally got there, Coffee, to play this. Drink of my love.
I'm holding my chair. I'm holding my chair right now so I can get up.
Drink of my love.
Oh, that okay. She gave this an acapella. All right. Go ahead.
I'm
Go ahead, Crystal.
Hold you and drink. Little drink of my love. Come let
Thank
me
you.
Hold you and drink. Drink of my love, my love. Let me pour you a drink.
Hey.
Little drink of my love.
There you go.
Come let me pour you a drink.
Hey.
Drink of my love. Come let me pour you a drink. Drink of my love. Come let me pour you a drink. Drink of my love. Love. Come let me pour you a drink. Drink of my love. I can tell something wrong.
a frown on your face. You done had a long and stressful day. Whatever it is, you got no. Something for you, baby. Let me pour you a drink. Drink of my love.
Drink of my love.
Let me pour you a drink.
And I pour you a drink.
Drink of my love.
Drink of my love.
Come, let me pour you a drink.
And I pour you a drink.
Drink of my love.
Drink of my love.
Yeah. Let me pour you a drink.
And I pour you a drink.
Drink of my love.
Drink of my love.
I can be your white.
Come on now.
Hey. I can be your brown. Your tangerine. Your shot of crown. Whatever you need. All right, here, yeah, baby. I can quench your thirst like a big old glass of beer. Can I do that for you, baby? Let me pour you a drink.
Let me pour you a drink.
Drink of my love.
Drink of my love.
Let me pour you a drink.
Drink
of my love.
Drink of my love.
Baby, I'm letting pour you a drink.
And I pour you a drink.
Drink of my love.
Drink of my love.
Yeah. I'm letting pour you a drink.
And I pour you a drink.
Drink of my love.
Drink of my love.
Yeah, baby.
Drink of my love. Pour you and drink.
I'm going to tell y'all
drink
this.
Drink of my love.
I'm going to say this. Y'all can go ahead and get the Gatorade. I'm getting the six-pack of Crystal Thomas's Drink of My Love. That's what I'm drinking tonight.
Oh,
so y'all go ahead and drink all that other stuff. Yeah. I got a message to give to you, Ms. Crystal. This is from Yolanda Marshall. She said to let you know she appreciates you and that she sees you as a reflection to what true blues is, and you're a blessing to the world. So I just wanted to pass that on to you. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. You can tell a connection, knowledge, especially even from afar. He's always been so supportive, he's always been so genuine, so sincere. And again, that's what I do it for. I appreciate when people see what you love. So Yolanda, I thank you so much. Thank you for always about me. Thank you for always supporting me and being the awesome woman that you are. Thank you.
All right, let's go to the top. Go ahead, Peggy, talk to us.
Truly, truly, you're a blessing. Oh, you're just a gift to the earth. And I'm just sitting here listening, and when, you know, my hair is popping up on my arms.
Just, oh, wow.
Oh, goodness. I mean, oh, your music is just, oh my goodness, it will touch and leave you. And if it don't, people are, there's something wrong with them, but, oh wow. I mean, the hair is standing up on my arm on a couple of these songs, and I'm like, wow, just beautiful. You are my gift.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Benita.
Right. Yeah, I love the song, definitely. Whew, definitely put you in the mood. get drunk off that love.
Yes, it is.
Oh yeah, DJ Debo, talk to us, big brother.
You already know where I'm at with it. Love it, love it, love it. And it's, again, really interesting. Pour me a drink. I'm going to drink my ass.
Come on.
I don't even drink. I'm going to drink my ass off.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to do is relax. We'll take care of you, see? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You done had enough safe going on. I got you the rest of the way. You just relax.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
DJ GQ, go ahead, talk to us.
Man, the girl is awesome, man. I love the song, man. I love it. Wait a minute, I done forgot something, man. I done ran out of lemons, man. I just don't get some lemons.
Uh-oh.
Oh, damn.
Uh-oh. Come on. Come on with the lemons. Yes.
Oh, boy. That's a good boy, man.
Well, you done woke, between you and Benita, boy, y'all done woke GQ up. This is the wildest I see him on the show, unless we playing Sick Man. But, yeah, he's woke up tonight. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Pull that show with that lemon.
Go ahead, Miss Coffee. Talk to us, sweetheart. I heard you in the background jamming.
I was just sitting here browsing the Hollywood Walk of Fame, seeing if I could see Crystal Thomas's name on one of these stars. And I'm gonna claim the victory right now.
Yes.
Because she's already working on a gospel album.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I can't wait to hear that. And I think that is gonna land that her name on one of these stars. Now y'all put this on your calendar now.
Woo.
Okay. I pick stuff up real good. I don't have no extra sensory perception or anything like that, but I can truly tell you, I feel it in my heart that Crystal Thomas is going to land on one of these stars, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's awesome. I know music.
Mm-hmm. I know a good artist.
Ooh.
I hear one, too.
Mm-hmm. That's positive. Absolutely.
Well, Crystal, what I like to do, I know we got some time left, and what I like to do, if you would allow me to, we have artists on here such as yourself, Black Coffee, and I'm being requested to play one of her songs for you and see what you think. Okay, here we go. Didn't know this was gonna happen tonight, did you, Miss Coffee? Huh? Yeah, that's what happens when you come on. The hilltop, wilding out and stuff.
And then I don't even know which one you're gonna play, huh?
Oh, I know. I know what song I'm gonna play. All right, here we go.
Backbone into it. Everybody get on board.
Soul Chain right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Mm-hmm. All right, Miss Crystal, talk to us, sweetheart.
Uh-oh.
I love it. Instant hit. I think it's an awesome song. I think it's a fun song. I love the energy. I love the arrangement. Honestly, if I could just be truthful, I think it is missing just a little something. And maybe a little Crystal Thomas, but you know, hey, I ain't yet, you know, so. But other than me being on it, it was awesome.
What? Come on, man. Can you rewind that?
Yeah, I love the song. I love the song the first time I heard it. I think that it's a great song. I think that you did I think that what you're doing musically is great. I think you have your own style. Even with your wordplay, you know, I can appreciate telling a story. Talking about something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people is out here saying anything. You know, you talking about something. You know, so I really do the song.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
I ain't gonna say no remix, so we just need to do something else. But I really do like
that. Oh, we Crystal, let's do it. Oh God, Lord have mercy.
I'm for
Jesus.
Real. Yeah, absolutely.
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Shoot.
Oh
absolutely.
My goodness. That'll be a
Crystal,
great, I think it's a great sound.
My mother will cry. My mother will cry.
All right, this is the Jukebox Radio Show with the one and only Miss Crystal Thomas. Crystal, where's your next performance at? Where are you going to be at next? Where's your next stop?
Well, I'm doing a blues festival in Texas, September 11th, the entire weekend. After that, we will be doing, I have Lufkin, doing a blues show out in Lufkin. From there, we're going to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, a benefit for Kashanda. Then we'll go to Georgia for Ms. Nellie Tiger Travis's event. And then I'll be going overseas for the holidays.
Oh, wow. Wow. And where can they go and get your music at again, Crystal?
Apple Store, Spotify, CD Baby. Blues City for physical copies. You can actually jump on my website, www.crystalthomasblues, and order there. But any of the social media and music download platforms, you can find Crystal Thomas.
And anybody out there listening wants to contribute to your foundation, how can they do that?
www.ShirleyThomasNewWingsFoundation.com, Cash App, all information, direct deposit. We do have a lot of foreign companies that do direct deposits, but all of that information is on the website as well.
All right. Crystal, one last question. You're in front of new artists coming in, either blues, soul, R&B, southern soul. What advice would you give these young men and women coming into the industry?
Stay true to yourself. Don't let anyone deter you or become a distraction in your destiny. Whatever it is you feel, go with it. You know, we're living in the land of opportunity for real now. You know, the game has completely changed musically. So just stick with it. Stay true to yourself. And remember to be positive. There's enough negativity going on as it is. I promise you, it's your father.
All right. Coffee, anything you want to add to that? Your experience?
No, I just wrote those notes down to stay true to myself. I've already eliminated a whole lot of distraction anyway, and I'm always, no matter what, staying positive, positiveness in my universe. And I'm glad for this class. This was a great, great class here. I got a lot of notes, and it touched me, and I just want you to know it did. Thank you. Thank you very much for tonight, Hilltop.
All right. Robin Lynn, anything you want to add for Miss Crystal? DJ Debo, anything you want to add? We still got one more song to play too. Anything you want to add, Debo?
No, I mean, what she's doing is a great thing. Your music is just, your music is needed. It's relevant. It touches, I know it touched me, so I know it'll touch others.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay the course. Do what you're doing. I for one, appreciate what you do. I appreciate what you're doing as a DJ, you know. And as far as your nonprofit, I would like to learn more about that and get in where I can help. My lodge is really, we're into doing a lot for the community, not just where I live at, but anywhere where we can help. So my lodge is at your disposal. All you got to do is get with Brother Sean. You can get my information from him. Whatever you need, if I can help, I'm there.
Absolutely. That's positive. Thank you.
Wow. Miss Benita, anything you want to add?
Coffee shocked me. I want to say to Miss Thomas, thank you, because I enjoyed your songs, and like they said, some lessons you taught us tonight, and I just really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
DJ GQ.
Yeah, man. Just awesome, man. Either way around the board, just keep doing what you're doing. Like I said, you got an awesome voice.
Thank you.
Miss Peggy.
Yes, a truly gift to the planet. Thank you, and keep going. Thank you.
Right. Robin, thank you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Go ahead. Anything you want to add?
All blessings come from above, and all wisdom comes from above. So keep studying to improve, and keep practicing to perfect your craft. Other than that, you go right on ahead.
That is positive. Thank you.
I just want to say, Ms. Crystal, again, thank you for taking time out of your schedule and accepting our invitation. And anytime you need this radio show platform for anything, whether it's your music or even something for your mother's foundation, a message to get out to, you know, to people worldwide, you're always welcome. You don't have to ask. You just come on aboard, and we got you with open arms. And that's real talk. There's no,
thank
you,
you
don't
so
have to
it.
Ask for anything. Yeah. And like I said, I will be in touch with you, with your foundation, you know, myself and brother DJ Debo. I worked the NCAA for, I was a certified college football referee for over 25 years. So I got my feet wet a little bit, and you know, knowing football and basketball, and these are the, you know, charity events that people come out and see the old football players, the new football players, the basketball players as well. So I know this will be a blessing in your community with the kids and whatnot. So I would love to help do what we can do for your mom's foundation. Yeah. Go ahead, Debo.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem.
What I was going to say, you said you were in New Orleans, right? That's where your foundation is, correct?
No, I'm in North Louisiana, by Shreveport.
Okay. I'll get your information from Brother Sean, and I have a ton of brothers and sisters throughout the state of Louisiana, and what I can do is I can get your information, pass it on to them, and you can have at least 1,000 brothers and 1,000 sisters at your disposal when you need them.
Oh, wow. That is so awesome. That's a blessing. Thank you. Absolutely.
No problem.
Thank you.
And thank right, y'all for having me on here. I mean, I really appreciate it as well. You know, especially now, you know, y'all are very important to our existence. If you are the connection that I need for the people, and the fact that you appreciate what I do, again, that's a blessing in itself. So thank you for having me on the show. Thank you for digging what I do. Thank you for the love. I really appreciate it.
No problem. And also, again, thank you for, you know, Yolanda Marshall over there, Bridge the Gap, for bringing us awesome artists such as yourself, Crystal, and, you know, Black Coffee is a part of, you know, bringing, you know, good talent, overlooked, as they say, overlooked talent, because, you know, we tend to see the same people, the same old
right.
on this flyer, right. then you see them the same on this flyer, and now I get tired of seeing the same people, you know, give other people a chance to, you know, shine and share the stage, because now
right.
you can go to Walmart and Target to buy microphones now. So you can't say there's a shortage of microphones, because you can go there and
right.
buy microphones now.
Right.
Because a lot of them still carry their karaoke machine in their trunk when they go to the shows and stuff like that. But that's another
right.
story. That's another story
right.
on another day. But yeah, we recreated the jukebox for, you know, the artists that need to shine and need that special and extra special push. And not only, you know, you're not only heard locally, you know, with I Am Streaming, Robin Lynn, we got this show, you know, worldwide on a worldwide network. So everybody around the world is listening to what's going on here. And, you know, it makes you guys more popular as entertainers and artists that you are, and we're happy to help. Yeah, no problem with that.
That's positive. I really do. Thank you. So on that note,
Miss Crystal, we're gonna leave out here with you cleaning the house. You getting ready to clean this house
Uh-oh.
Up?
Uh-oh.
Right.
Hey, girl. And every night, expecting a high commitment.
All right. That goes for the ladies, too. Men got to clean the house, too, if they don't act right, too. Go both ways now. Clean the house. This has been one remarkable night here on the Hilltop Radio Show with the lovely international blues soul artist, Crystal Thomas. Again, Crystal, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of the show tonight and us kidnapping you for almost 2 hours. We appreciate you.
Thank you. I truly enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right. And Ms. Black Coffee, we will see you Monday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show. You up. We're going to be jamming your music. And Ms. Crystal, if you're available, you're happy to call back in and listen to the show. If you're available, yeah, we can have you as a special guest. And you get to ask, you can ask Ms. Black Coffee some questions. Yeah, on her music. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I like this guy already.
All right.
Yeah,
yep. Sunday night we'll have Tonio Armani. He's a R&B artist out of Raleigh, North Carolina. He's going to be on with us Sunday night. Wednesday night, Gassner, the artist, he's going to be with us Wednesday night. He is a black country artist. And then Thursday night, the jukebox Thursday night, Mr. No Weapon will be joining us here on the Hilltop Radio Show. So I want to also, again, thank Bridge the Gap and Connect the Dot for bringing us these awesome, young, talented entertainments and artists here to the show and getting you guys heard and worldwide here on the show. So, Ms. Black Coffee, we got you in the hot seat on Monday night there, sweetheart. So, Ms. Crystal, you can ask anything you want to ask. So, you know, she's in the hot seat. Yeah.
She
said her coffee's good to the last drop. So we're going to have some coffee. It was a good time. Yeah.
Yes,
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
and I'll make sure I get big old kitty cat to kitty cat. We're gonna call it kitty cat to DJ Debo. We're gonna add Tweety Bird into that mix and everything. We'll make sure you get a copy of that. Yeah,
that'll work.
I wish you had I wish I could get a hold of the acapella version of it.
You probably can.
I can get that acapella. I'll show you something with it.
Ooh.
You gonna mash it up.
Ooh.
I'll put some work on it.
Remix.
Get it to my big brother. My big brother, get it to me. I'll mash her up for you. I promise you, you'll like it.
Ooh. Now that's
tight. Hey, that last song was it was like a mashup of the cleanup woman and Hello, Barbara, This Is Shirley.
Oh, wow. Come on now.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Come on now.
Uh-oh. Ooh, y'all know.
All right. Well, DJ GQ, you still there or are you still memorized?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right, just checking. All right, Robin's in it. I know where Robin's at. She's in the kitchen baking a cake for a big old kitty. That's what she did.
Okay. Wow. You know, my nickname is the cleaning lady, so you better stay clean because you can't come over to my place. You don't ask if I, that door will be locked. You'll be banging on the door and talking about Wilma.
All right, y'all, on behalf of the DJ Show on the Hilltop Radio Show, the Jukebox, we want to thank everybody for tuning in and being part of the show. Again, Ms. Crystal Thomas, thank you. We love you. Anything that we can do for you, you got us. Don't be a stranger. The Hilltop is your home now, sweetheart. And since on that, we're going to get on out of here, big old kitty. So y'all go ahead and put the kids to bed, get the wine ready, and the candles going because the kitty cat is coming.
Meow.
What you gonna do?